Yeah, okay. Should be on now.
The MS is Shiva does not need my introduction. And the introduction's been given over the last 5 or 6 years that I've been here. Every chance I have, Rosh Hashiva's quoted here, so the people on the Moshav, at least for sure, know the Rosh Hashiva, not personally, but through me. But I do want to say one thing that I think is necessary to say, Lekovah the Rosh Hashiva, and also Lekovah the Rosh Hashiva, that it should be clear that the Rosh Hashiva came to visit the Moshav, and that the Bachurim from Arava who are here are guests of the Moshav who came to greet the Rosh Hashiva. That should just be a clear thing in everybody's mind. Let's cover that Torah. Baruch Hashem, it's Zeh Yom Asa Hashem Nogilo V'Nismach Avo. The COVID of having the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Gifter, Shlita, and his Rebbetzin here. Just that people should know what kind of COVID we have. First of all, personally, those who want to blame the Rosh Hashiva or thank the Rosh Hashiva is up to you. But my being here is due directly to the Rosh Hashiva's Eitzah. And more than that, whatever I have is because I Tells made me what I am, whatever that may be. Lemaisa, it all is from Tells, directly and indirectly. Even my high school years was a result of Tells. My Rebbeim in high school also Tells it. And therefore, basically, the Rosh Hashiva I consider my father, Mamish. And the Rosh Hashiva was instrumental in my going to Miami and leaving Miami and coming here. So if you have tainas, you can have tainas on the Rosh Hashiva. The Rosh Hashiva is a gom and a tzaddik, and one of the Gedolei Yisrael in America, a member of the Moetzes Gedolei HaTorah of Agudas Yisrael. And it's a tremendous COVID that he took time out of his schedule to come to little Moshav Matityahu to give the people here a little chizuk. But the truth is that, in my estimation, the people here are also Anoshim Gedolei. Therefore, it's a good shidduch. So we hope that take up the Talmud Chochem Brocha, that the Rosh Hashiva being here, aside from all the pictures that have been taken, but the pictures on the mind and the heart should be more than the photographic plate. And the Mirat Hashem, it should make a roshim on the Yishuv, to the Mechazik Torah here, and the Mirat Hashem, we should see the Brocha in all of the Anochim, Hein Baruch Nis and Hein Begash Baruch.
Overseas is a forgotten incident in the history of Klal Yisrael. No one is no longer aware of what that life was, what it represented. There is still one place which has what the Gemara calls Shiurei Shirayim of the Dan Kodshi. Not Shirayim, but Shiurei Shirayim. Small remnant of what Torah life and Torah study meant for Klal Yisrael. The new generation which has grown up in the United States and in Eretz Yisrael after the war are unaware of what that world was. Something of it has remained in Tells, the American Tells. be testified by the personality of your own Zevlev. And this is one of the great pities of the rebirth of Torah following the war, that what it was before the war is completely unknown. And I am somewhat of a maggot in Klal Yisrael. Goes around relating stories and events of that world. And the Chazon Ish, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to say that one story is worth 10 shmuas. What you can put through with one story, you'd have to deliver 10 lectures to put the same through, and then maybe not. And so I keep telling stories about that great world in which I was privileged to live. An American youngster in Tells. And believe me, from the first moment that I arrived there, I never longed, I never yearned for American life. It was only this terrible war that kept me in the United States, where I had come back for a brief visit after about 5 1/3 years away from home in Pills. Part of the time that it's a brief visit, it became what it was. There was no Tells to return to anymore. And that is the beginning of Tells in the United States, where you're tired at all for observe, was a student. I want to leave you with a brief thought, of what Torah study represents. You are a kibbutz Torati, a moshav Torati, so you will appreciate hearing what this is. And who better than David HaMelech could define what it is? He says in Tehillim, Gal enai, unveil mine eyes, v'habito niflois mi Torah sechel, and I will observe wonders through your Torah. He does not say, Abita Niflois, I will observe wonders, Bisurosecho, in your Torah, but through your Torah shall I observe wonders. He was referring to the wonders of creation. To be able to see and appreciate this great world created by Hashem Yisborach. What is contained within it? What is it all about? There's only one way to appreciate this great world of creation, through Torah. But our eyes have first to become unveiled before we can then understand. We walk around with eyes given to us by Hashem, but they are enayim lohem v'lohiru. We have eyes, but we don't know how to use these eyes. We don't know how these eyes should function. And although those words were said about dumb idols, which cannot move, cannot speak, but it's true of those of us who can speak and can move. Do we use those faculties which have been granted to us by Hashem Yisbarach for the purpose for which they were granted? Do we function in that light? Our eyes are veiled. more when we lift our eyes to the heavens of Eretz Yisrael. Shumai Medechem, lift your eyes to the heavens. Urihu, and observe. What? Me, Bore Eile. Who created these wonders? Do we feel that? Our eyes are veiled. And David Amalek says to us, he's praised to Hashem, Galenai, unveil those eyes of mine, so that I will then be able to observe and see those nifloes that you have created through Tehillim. When I will have a Tehillim approach to life, then I will be able to see and understand, what am I observing? What am I looking at? Is it just a beauty of art that a good artist would then put down in a beautiful drawing and picture, so beautiful that it would perhaps even be placed in the Louvre of Paris? But is that real? Is that the beauty of creation? Do we see the beauty in this Bria? And the purpose of it all is, Uru'u, observe this wonderful drawing, this wonderful work of art. Uru'u, and see me, Bora Eile. Rise to the heights to be able, when you observe these endless heavens, and especially the heavens of Eretz Yisrael, they speak Kedusha. They speak the Bria. You become invested with the Kedusha by observing the Bria here in Eretz Yisrael. When you observe the flowers that grow forth from the earth of Eretz Yisrael, at least I always became overwhelmed with what we saw here. And there are flowers here that grow in no other country. I'm not talking about the imports. There are flowers here that grow in no other country, only in Eretz Yisrael. It arouses Mimei HaNefesh, the chords of the soul of a Jew. And he can begin playing upon those chords a Shir V'Shevach to Hashem Yisborach. I want you to feel the great privilege that is yours, that you are able to live in this atmosphere, to breathe in Aviro de Aro Kadisho. We don't have it in Chutz Lawrence. You have it here. It's beyond belief what a person can feel here if he but wishes to feel it. It overwhelms him. He sees in everything Yad Hashem. The flowers of this country, the hills, Hori Yehuda, Yerushalayim, Horim, Sovivlo, Suki, Rishonim, were so much greater than we. I had to come here to Eretz Yisrael 11 years ago in order to begin to feel what Eretz Yisrael is. I never felt it before. The psukim, I used to say, I've done. I said those psukim, but I never felt what that pasuk was saying. till I came myself to Erzsébet. Then I began to understand how great our Rishonim, those medieval greats, how great was their feeling of Kedusha. The Yehuda Halevi said in the Middle Ages, Libi b'mizrach, Ali b'sof marav, my heart is in the Mizrach in Eretz Yisrael, and I am in Spain, the end of the West. There was no America in those days, it wasn't yet discovered. The end of the West was Spain. So those are nice words. But once I came to Eretz Yisrael, Libi b'mizrach, I can't get it out of myself. I am no longer in the West. Libi b'mizrach, Libi v'nafshi b'mizrach in Eretz Yisrael. V'ani, that bodily self of mine, sits there in Marav. We have great things to do there too. Oyev Hashem, Sharei Tzion. And Chazal tell us, what are the Sharei Tzion? What are the gates of Tzion? Shorim HaMetsuyanim BaHalacho, where Torah is studied, where it should be studied, those are the Sharei Tzion. It's all true. But yet to feel in Golis, this is Tzion, you have to be a Reb Yehuda Halevi. And I'm not a Reb Yehuda Halevi. And I doubt whether there are any other Yehuda Halevis today. But once I came to Eretz Yisrael, I cannot get it out of myself. I don't intend to even wish to get it out of myself. That's what keeps me going. Libi b'mizrach, v'ani b'sof marav. This is Eretz Yisrael. For those who can take the inspiration that living here, Torah living, here in Eretz Yisrael, what that inspiration gives a person, they are the blessed ones. They are the ones who truly feel what life is. Chayim heim lemotzeiem, alkik lemotzeiem, lemotzeiem befeh. Those who study Torah and enunciate the words of Torah, they feel that Torah is life. And I must tell you that no matter how much we feel it in Golus, once we are here, it's a totally different feeling. Salam Domem. There are various degrees in life. Life here is a different life. It's not a life in Golus. Here we actually feel, in the air that the Ribbono Shel Olam is around us. Here we feel that when we study Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam is talking to us. He's our Rebbe. He's the one that's telling us what Torah is. Yes, we all say it in Birkas Krishma. Hamalani Torah le'ame Yisrael be'ara. Not he gave us a Torah in the past. Continually teaching us his Torah. He's the Malami Torah. But it's very difficult to feel that we're sitting at the feet of such a great Rebbe. But here, in Eretz Yisrael, who cannot feel that? And when I was here 11 years ago for 2 years with a group of the yeshiva, after a little while they began to admit, Rebbe, you're right. The Ribbono Shel Olam is here teaching us. When you have a heart and you have a soul, who opens it? The Ribbono Shel Olam. But here you feel it. Here you know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is talking to you. Here you know that Shnayim Eizim B'Kalis, Yachle his mission. The Rebbeinu Shlalem is telling me and teaching me, my king, listen carefully. Shnai Megzim B'Talis Yechoy. You're going to learn Taurus. He's going to be the Rebbe. You're going to learn Kochim. He's going to be the Rebbe. You're going to learn Sekhtar Shabbos. Me. He's the Rebbe. You're going to learn Zroim. He's the Rebbe. Zroim. Here, you have it. You have it. You're living in this day. Zroim, you just went to Shmita. The schus of that. To live where Shmita is an actuality. Not just a study. You live it. Are there any words with which to express the greatness of your schus, of those of you, men and women, who live in Eretz Yisrael and observe Torah life here in Eretz Yisrael, especially in the manner that you're doing it here, as I hear from the Rebbe of the Gezunt Mishtadza, how it's done here, learning Torah after a day of work, 4 o'clock, besides other hours at night. I envy you. I'm in a shari tziyan, I'm in tziyan in Barofa, in Gogas. But I envy you. There is no comparison whatsoever. Here one feels it. They're tapped us with the hint during Eretz Yisrael. So I want to wish you well. Continue along this road. You're going to be the first in line. It won't be taking long anymore. You're the Eretz Yisrael. You're going to be the first in line when Mashiach comes into Eretz Yisrael. He's going to be coming down from the north, from Tverye, Chazal tell us. You're going to be the first in line to meet him. You should be envied by those who understand what that privilege means to be in the Kabbalah Spawning Committee of Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Meheret. Thank you.